This is John Batchelor, a conversation with Troy Senek for his book on Grover Cleveland, A Man of Iron, The Turbulent Life and Improbable Presidency of Grover Cleveland. You will recall that Grover Cleveland was elected twice, 84 and again in 92, a gap in between. The Republicans held the White House. What is significant here is that in Cleveland's second term, Troy makes the case very carefully and convincingly that the party had gone in a new direction from a man who wanted to balance the books, only spend what the government had to spend, extremely conservative, recognizable conservative, even libertarian in his views of how the government should function. But of course, the Democratic Party was moving in the direction of William Jennings Bryan, the nominee in 96, and again twice more for the party, the progressives, progressive, the populists from the plain states. And Grover Cleveland, as Troy says here, nobody cared what he thought come the midterm of his second administration. It's a helpful way to think about the presidency and what can go wrong in a re-election. Reminding that Mr. Trump is the second man to win a second term non-serially. Here's Troy Senek on the first man, Grover Cleveland.
Yeah, I mean, what you really see with Cleveland in relation to the Democratic Party is by the time you get into the middle of the second term, he has already become sort of yesterday's man. They have really moved beyond him. There are divisions in the party on tariffs. There are divisions in the party on monetary policy, on silver. And Cleveland ends up, you know, in the last few years of his administration, one of his clerks records that by the end, he is getting about as much mail as a normal businessman. I mean, people have just forgotten about the president. They have mentally moved on from him. And you mentioned Bryan earlier. By the time Cleveland leaves office, I mean, Bryan will be the party's nominee in 1896, then again in 1900, then again in 1908. And this is all a rebuke to Cleveland. I mean, Cleveland disliked Bryan about as much as he disliked any politician because he thought that he was betraying the true faith of the Democratic Party. And by the time that 1895, 1896 rolls around, no one cares what Grover Cleveland thinks within the Democratic Party. They regard him as a failure. They regard him as superannuated. They're moving on. They're becoming more populist.